Good evening, folks. This is 10 dozen minutes of my new office with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and we got Jake on the line as well.
What's in your new office, Mr. Skullhead?
In my new office, there are many things. There's all the stuff that's been sitting in boxes since the basement flooded, and I had to pack up the old office. And it looks great. We got carpet. More importantly, we have walls and a ceiling and light fixtures and... Yeah, this is sweet. This is the culmination.
Before, you didn't have a ceiling, and you were constantly having to contend with people standing on top of you making breakfast while you were trying to work.
Well, there was a floor above the ceiling joists, but there wasn't a ceiling, per se.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Thanks for stepping on my basking in my own awesomeness, man.
Well, no, it was a funny joke about not having a ceiling. You know what? You should get a sex change and then install a glass ceiling in your office.
That's true.
What have you been up to?
This weekend, pretty much, I spent all of my time trying to finish up this room so that we could finally move some stuff in there and get everything out from, I don't know, since May, pretty much, the entire basement's been in an advanced state of disarray. And we could see the end of tunnel light. So that was the entire weekend, pretty much. I saw Zach and Mary make a porno, too.
Is that any good?
Yeah, I laughed myself out of my seat.
That's cool.
It's not as original of a story as Kevin Smith's movies tend to be. It's definitely more in the, like, Judd Apatow vein of... This is pretty much a standard, like, romantic comedy, but it was a really, really funny romantic comedy with, like, dick fart and shit jokes.
Dick fart?
Dick farts.
I didn't know dick fart was in it.
There were vaginal farts. They were not blood farts, fortunately.
Wow, that's great. Let's see. What did I do this weekend? I went to a couple Halloween parties. Well, I had a Halloween party at my house. Went to a Halloween party at Merle's with the gang, and cool. Although the Saturday party, I didn't drink any alcohol. I've found that the older I get, the longer I go without drinking after a hangover day. This will be day three with no booze. Which, who the fuck am I, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't know. I'm drinking a beer right now.
Are you? I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about you drinking a beer. Touching myself a little.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I hope you're not touching yourself a little. I didn't say it fast enough.
That's true.
Yeah, so pictures from
I worked on Sunday. Thanks you.
Costume party thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Say that again.
So I saw the pictures from your Halloween party and from the Merle party. I didn't realize that everybody pretty much made two costumes this year.
I was wearing the same costume in both.
Yeah, but I was surprised, like, Zelania was talking about the super elaborate costume that she was working on with Skipper and Tori, and then at your party she was wearing a completely different outfit.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people did do that kind of thing. I just relied on Sassy Lassie's sewing work to have an awesome Jedi costume.
Yeah, you had quite the awesome Jedi beard, too.
Yeah. I should probably get rid of this beard now.
Did you not grow that out to look like Alec Guinness?
No.
Well, it worked. Contrary to your expectations.
It made me look like Alec Guinness anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the beard. I don't think my wife likes it very much, though. And, you know, that pretty much makes it so I don't like it very much.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, your girlfriend being a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I mean, if I grew my beard out an inch longer, it might taste like pumpkin pie. For all I know, no.
No, no.
Yeah, sorry about sorry in advance for the sort of low energy levels tonight. I don't know what the hell. It's been kind of blah. Thank you for coming in and thank you for taking care of all that stuff that I was like, hey, we need to get this done by Sunday night. And I came in and looked and I was like, oh, great, we need to get this done so that we can put it off for a few more days while I try and fix this fucking Raffle House code.
Well, I was At first, I was not going to do it, really, but then Loverboy came to my house, and he told me that everybody was working for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, well, who am I to be the only one?
Turned out to not need to be done on Sunday at all. But hey, at least I got to. I actually put in a I put in an 8-hour day on Sunday.
Wow.
and then I overslept today. I don't know what the hell. When I don't drink, I don't sleep properly.
That surely that's not a problem.
Mm.
Okay, what the fuck? I just got an email from John McCain.
Oh yeah. You know what I've been getting is about 10 robocalls a day on my cell phone.
Wow. That's one of the nice things about Minnesota is they have a law against robocalls.
Oh, yeah?
Like, you have to have an actual live person say, would you like to hear a recorded message from Barack Obama? And then if you agree, then they'll play it for you.
Mine are all local politicians. But I seriously have probably gotten 20 voicemails because they always come from unknown numbers. So I just don't answer my phone. And then I hear a few seconds of somebody talking about some congressman from Mesa who's trying to run for Congress in Mesa, and I'm like, I don't fucking care about local politics.
Yeah,
I'd like for somebody to oust Joe Arpaio or really any other violent verb. I'd like someone to rape Joe Arpaio.
I'd like somebody to backhoe Joe Arpaio.
Yeah. Bludgeon. Truncheon.
Yeah.
Dine upon. That's more of a prepositional phrase, though.
Oh, I know why John McCain has my email address. I wrote...
Because you signed up for his mailing list at the Republican National Convention?
Yeah. Well, actually, I wrote him a little letter, the first of the really horrible attack ads that he ran, that just kind of said, dude, I would have voted for you in 2000, and now you're running the kind of campaign that George W. Bush always ran, and it's disgusting. Stop it. He was like, thank you for your support.
Do you think he read it?
Oh, yeah, and he responded personally just now. It's like, my friends... I hope you'll vote for me tomorrow. I mean, why would he call me his friend if it wasn't
him? That's true. I'm still worried that when I show up to vote, there are just going to be guys with guns telling me the election is canceled. Maybe I need to take some guns with me to vote.
I think you have a right.
I don't know who my guns would vote for, though. Probably the Republican. Because they're like, we don't want to be controlled. Guns are like information, man. They want to be free.
Maybe they don't. Maybe guns are just like, you know, we really do have more power than we need. We need someone to rein us in a little bit.
There's no such thing as more power than you need.
Well, sure, there's that whole thing about, you know, the problem with a spider is that it has more power than it has more power than it can handle. So, you know, people kill spiders because they're too powerful.
Right.
Yeah, dude.
I see.
There's this whole thing that I'm quoting very poorly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it like a story that hippies tell?
Actually, I think it's from Stranger in a Strange Land. Yeah, it is, because they're talking about the... You know, like, spiders aren't evil. They aren't, like... They're not out to get you. They just have way more power than you ought to have in your body. And so they were talking about how Valentine Michael Smith was the same way. He wasn't evil, but he would gladly... You know, if he thought that you were endangering his friends, he would kill you, whether you were endangering friends or not. He's just too powerful for one body.
I see. What if your friends were some sort of 60-year-old invalid who was constantly having sex with all of his relatives?
Right.
This is a Heinlein story, right?
Right. This was one of the few where there wasn't any incest.
Oh, yeah?
That's where I... That was kind of surprising to me, actually, reading more Heinlein, just the father-daughter sexual tension in most of his books is really kind of squick-worthy.
Did Heinlein himself have any daughters?
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I did anything else interesting between Thursday and now. I guess not. Again... Sorry, I'm all tired and low energy. I don't know. You might have to look back in the sand, and you might have to say it was then that I carried you, Jick.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that whenever your energy level drops, it just leads to the long sentences that trail off, and I never know quite when to jump in.
Right.
But because sometimes I think that you're trailing off, and then you actually are keeping going, and then there's just both of us talking at the same time.
Well, I have that tendency to trail off. Yeah. I think that I can finally just let rollover happen tonight without having to babysit it, so that's pretty nice. And I have to remember at 8:30 to roll out the item of the month. I think people are going to like the item of the month.
I mean, it looks really cool.
I'm going to be talking about it for a long time. Let's see. I guess we can just pop into the questions. That's a good way to fake enthusiasm.
I love questions.
Yeah. Jacquemino says, the last radio show cut out a number of times during the podcast, most notably around minute 106 and 10 minutes from the end, a few other places as well. If that was a Thursday show, then I might be able to reconstruct it from a different version of the file that I have. It's a Monday show. I think the only records of those are actually recorded from the stream, so I don't know what you mean by that, Jacquemino. This question also came in a few days ago, so...
Yeah, it's really strange that the Monday show would cut out, though.
Yeah.
Those are... I'm plugged directly into my router now, so I tend to get pretty decent connection speed with no latency or dropped packets.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
As you asked if we could go out on some violent femmes, but I didn't get around to that question. So and then send some links to some pictures of Calvin's daughter. I don't get it. It's like Calvin and Hobbes, but they're grown up. He's grown up, and he has a daughter who's playing with Hobbes. Is that something real?
It looks a lot like Bill Watterson's style. But I can't imagine that it would be that hard.
Maybe it was just a couple paintings that he did.
Yeah. That is an interesting thing. Like, people who retire from doing something really cool to make paintings that nobody gives a shit about. Because like Bill Watterson's in that category. I'm sure that there are more people in the category that I don't know of, but the dude from Neutral Milk Hotel is another one.
Right.
He's just like making little paintings on postcards is what he does. You go to his website and it's, nope, I'm not recording anything, but would you like some paintings? And like, no. I would like a follow-up to Aeroplane Over the Sea. I don't care if it's half as good as Aeroplane Over the Sea. It's still going to be,
Really? I don't know. I mean, I could see stopping when you're done, you know?
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose I have a hard time imagining somebody just writing songs and then stopping.
Yeah.
And just writing more songs.
That's just because you didn't stop when you were supposed to.
Right.
Aha, see what I did there?
Yeah, so the questions have fueled you enough so that you can make fun of me now. I got it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know...
But, you know, yeah, somebody without the songwriting urge wouldn't understand, man. It's something that you do kind of almost involuntarily.
Right. No, I mean, it's, I feel like when I'm not working on KOL anymore, I'm not going to be able to stop thinking in that adding content to a video game mode, you know. So, no, I definitely get it. But at the same time, you know, I mean... I don't know. Hot Stuff was telling a story about how they had hoped that the Aeroplane Over the Sea was going to change the world, and then it didn't really take off. I feel like that the fact that that album didn't really get out there or get at all popular until it was like, you know, 8 or 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what that would do to you? You know,
yeah.
Like to just sort of pour yourself into something, and then everybody's like, meh. And then you know, finally 8 years later, after you're dead, they're all like, hey, this is great. Pisco Bandito says, dear dev team, why are there no apples in the game? What's an apple?
I don't know, and I'm not sure how I liked them.
TechRunner says, hey, is there going to be a Feast of Boris for this year's Thanksgiving? I think we tend to not do Feast of Boris on Thanksgiving, or do we tend to do Feast of Boris?
I think we tend to not, but not on purpose. Like, I want to say last year, we were thinking about, or I logged on Thanksgiving and was surprised it wasn't Feast of Boris.
Right.
And was saying, hey guys, sorry that we screwed up another holiday. And they were like, no, it's never Feast of Boris on Thanksgiving. That would really screw things up. And yeah, somebody tell me.
I mean, I think it could conceivably screw things up if it was, you know, I don't know if it was on a stat day or whatever. Let's see. There was a Feast of Boris November of 2007. November 22nd of 2007. So that was Thanksgiving, right? The fourth and fifth ones were in September and December of 2005, September of 2006 and January of 2007. So, yeah, I guess we did it last year.
Okay, well, that's a clear mandate. Or maybe, I mean, it was that we did it last year and people were annoyed that we did it last year because they weren't expecting it.
I see.
Threw off the spreadsheets.
Maybe it was like the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah.
Glitterboy says, will the hats from this Halloween still give the special adventures on future Halloweens? You know, assuming people want the consumables and didn't know about them this time around. Yeah, I'm not planning on removing that code, so going trick-or-treating in that particular little mini costume thing will continue to do what it did this time. That was another reason I wasn't too concerned with the people who were like, you know, can you make the drop rate higher because I'm in bad moon or whatever? Or make them zap. Or whatever, because I knew that, you know, there's going to be a bunch of them. You'll still be able to get them. I wonder in the mall, like, how much the sheets are called. Or how much they're called. bed sheet, he searched for. They're like 38K in the mall, so it's really not going to be that big of a deal. You do that, you use it once, you get the one consumable. You know, you can definitely save up that much meat in a big hurry and buy them. So you know what? If you're sad that you didn't get any, buy them right now, because they're probably never going to be as cheap as they are right now.
And neither.
Let's see. Hellback says, why do Hobo Boss pants have a mist requirement? All my other pants have moxie requirements. That was either an oversight or a design decision, and since I don't remember which, I'm going to say it was a design decision.
Yeah. Isn't it great how we keep you guessing that way? Isn't it nice how you never know quite what we're going to do next? We're mavericks.
That's true. We are mavericks. Hmm. Kevin B. says, I drink plain tonic water too. It is awesome. It is better than a soft drink. It is a soft drink.
Yeah.
You could say it's better than a Coke.
A soda, perhaps. Or is it a soda as well?
I don't know.
Hmm. I don't think I could drink plain tonic water.
Plain tonic water is pretty good, actually. It's got some sugar in it, so it's right. Not like just drinking plain seltzer water, which I'm kind of getting used to.
I'm actually, after years of making fun of Jess for drinking the stuff called La Croix, that's like a seltzer water with a couple of drops of fruit flavoring in it.
Yeah.
I started drinking them, and I can't stop.
Yeah, I mean, we tried, when we went to Comic-Con this year, I was like, I'm not going to drink soda for the entire month that I'm in San Diego, so I just bought a bunch of seltzer water and fruit juice, like concentrated fruit juice, and Hot Stuff was like, he wanted to go even fewer calories on it, so he just started drinking the seltzer with, like, the juice of a quarter of a lime squeezed into it,
mm-hmm.
And I've actually been drinking that at the office, because he always replenishes the supply in the refrigerator. And nobody else who comes in here wants to drink that nasty shit. So it's like there's always some left. But I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying that, to be honest.
You should try those La Croix things. They don't have any calories in them, but they don't have any artificial sweeteners or anything.
Huh.
And just, you know, I drink diet soda pretty much all day long, but there are times when I go, okay, I don't want any more caffeine or any more NutraSweet right at the moment.
Right.
And I still want a flavor that I can have.
Speaking of which, I really need to have some caffeine, because I haven't had any in a little while, and I'm probably by the end of this show I'm gonna have my caffeine withdrawal headache. I forgot to get coffee on the way to work today. Well, I didn't really forget. It's just that it was noon, and I was like, I'm gonna get a soda at lunch, so I'm not gonna get a coffee. And then I didn't have a soda with lunch because I was just like, I'm gonna drink some lime seltzer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I had Wendy's for lunch. I hadn't had Wendy's in a long time, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to Wendy's, and it was fucking disgusting. Every once in a while, I just have a bad Wendy's experience.
I've never been able to do Wendy's. Arby's, for Wendy's. Sure.
Yeah, no, I still love me some Arby's. I've only ever had one bad Arby's experience. A Deadhead says, Halloween costume tattoos. Now, you know, people want that because they want everything that changes your avatar to be something that grants you a tattoo, but that's, you know, not necessarily the case, right? There have been things for a few years that have changed your avatar without being actual outfits. And the fact that having an outfit on changes your avatar doesn't mean that everything that changes your avatar has all of the same properties of an outfit.
I can see people saying it changes your outfit, or it changes your avatar, and it's a trick-or-treating outfit. But I agree that also, you know, even if it is an entire outfit, that doesn't mean that it has to have.
Yeah. I want the freedom to do that without having to come up with a tattoo and artist stuff, you know.
Why is our game running so horribly slowly?
There's so many people playing, man. It's feast of bow rice.
But it's pre-rollover.
Yeah, but there's
like 1,900 people on.
Yeah, there are 1,949 people on. C.D. Moyer's been sniffing around the process lists, and we think we've come up with a way that we can at least eliminate some of the lag that we're experiencing, which all that's going to do is pave the way for something else to cause lag.
Yeah.
But we have an idea. And it won't be that big of a deal. I think after tonight, everything that we've been sitting on dev that hasn't been pushed out is going to have to get pushed out. And so at that point, we'll be able to make like big sweeping changes to the code that require us to push every script out without being worried about anything.
Right.
And those sorts of changes are the kind of thing that his proposed solution to the current sort of lag, the thing that is currently... There are 700 copies of in the process list, you know, that are all waiting on each other to finish. We could make that run significantly faster, the thing that's happening there. Let's see. Radical Edward 101 says, would you consider a chat effect that adds emoticons throughout or at the end of lines? Yeah, that's one thing we haven't done. How do you feel about emoticons?
I don't really have a problem with them. I don't tend to use anything other than the basic colon right parentheses or colon dash right parentheses.
Yeah, I never do the dash. I occasionally do the P tongue sticking out thing. That's only because I'm always having that kind of feelings about people when I'm talking to them.
Right.
Like it's like basically an emoticon version of like a joking fuck you.
Right. For a while I used the when I learned about the anime smileys, I used those for a while.
Yeah.
But just because the, like, capital O underscore small o is a useful feeling to be able to convey in chat.
Mm-hmm.
And you like the shifty eyes, too. It's useful.
I guess that's true. Like, but why am I saying this?
I don't know.
Bumblebeah says, please make the noob cave not use adventure.php or whatever it is. Scaling monsters don't belong there, and it's probably discouraging to newbies. The thing is, the scaling monsters do not show up if you belong in noob cave. If you're adventuring there after you've ascended, you are subject to the same kind of things as you are subject to when you're adventuring anywhere else. But you do not get any of those monsters prior to completing the tutorial quest. So all of the requests to make the monsters not show up in Noob Cave, you can't like argue for that on behalf of newbies because it's not actually happening to them. It's happening to you, and you're complaining about it. Okay. So caught you being disingenuous. Eric Wong says, will new Halloween monsters /drops/ outfits be available next year? P.S. Cheers for the new content. I don't think so. This was a one-time thing owing to the proximity of the in-game trick-or-treating holiday to actual Halloween and one-time event deliciousness. But like I said, you will be able to get the trick-or-treat things. with the items, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of those items out there. So people will be fine for real. Captain Kirk said, just to clear the air more, could you discuss what went on with the login problems? Why sessions weren't being logged out by the Oops page? I think I went into this before on the... Well, maybe I didn't. I don't know. I haven't had a radio show since then. Yeah, so basically the dev server got a new operating system installed on it, and so everything had to be wiped out and restored from backup, and we got everything up and running. That this is also the problems, this is the cause of the problems that I've been having with rollover lately. There's a different version of PHP running on dev now, and it was causing some database connection timeout problems that just weren't happening before. Some really goofy default behaviors that piss me off, and
write bots
and piss me off. Yeah, but the one thing that I forgot to do was there's a script that runs all the time that flushes out the table that tells the game who is on the line at any given moment, because that is getting updated all the time when you do stuff, but it is a script that runs every few seconds and clears out old ones that tells the server when you are no longer logged on, and so it thought that everyone was logged on. Just fucked up and didn't look at it before I went to bed. But anyway, that's what was happening there. So I just had to once CD Moyer woke up, he was able to periodically log in and flush that out just manually. But he didn't know where the script was either, because it was not anywhere obvious, which is kind of why I forgot about it too. Wolfie Knight says, why are vampire hearts and bottles of used blood quest items? I'd really like to be able to put those into my display case. Well, we don't want people to pull them in softcore runs. We want you to actually have to spend the time in the forest if you want to get those things. And, yeah, sorry. The thing is, everybody wants to put everything in their display case, and anytime there's something that any sort of game mechanical reason causes us to make it so they can't be put in their display case, everybody kind of whines about those. That's just what happens. Ma says, Symbol Surf is not a free pull. Why? I don't know. I guess it could be made a free pull. It doesn't do anything beneficial, does it?
Oh, doesn't it? No, does I it think have? It just adds the rimshot chat effect.
I have an auto sum.
Gurkistar wants us to make a familiar that is a mix of a lion and a penguin, or a penguin and a lion.
Well, which do you want?
Yeah, and we'll get to that right after we do the pencil that flies and shoots candy and lasers out of its ass.
Yeah. Gurku Man, that's weird. Gurkistar and Gurku Man sent messages 2 minutes apart. With all the whining and complaining from people in the forums and the chat, what gets you guys up in the mornings? Usually having to piss and having an erection.
Hmm. Yeah, by the way, your bathroom really needs to be mopped.
Yeah, I don't need to mop the walls. My bathroom is carpeted.
Yeah.
You know, it honestly, it doesn't bother me as much as it bothers my wife. She claims that I pee on the floor all the time, but I just totally don't. So, I don't know what that's all about. Yeah. Remember the bathrooms at Arkenstock?
I don't think I'll ever forget the bathrooms at Arkenstock.
Carpeted bathrooms plus, like, hundreds of people using a septic system designed for, you know, a family of five. Yeah. Wow. Bertovsky says, can we please get a golden axe? That was my favorite video game back in the day, and I would find it very badass to wield a golden axe and maybe a dino-riding dwarf familiar. I guess they've made a terrible golden axe game, a sort of next-gen console brawler that I've heard nothing but terrible, terrible things about. My name is Nothingness says, how does one become a mod? How does one become a mod? Well, those are the first two words of the incantation. I mean, the first two lines of the incantation. As soon as you figure out the remaining 39 lines, you will be a mod.
Actually, there are 43 lines, and they're all about women. Actually, 42 more lines, I suppose.
There are 48 more lines, all of which are additional ways to leave your lover.
Yes. There are 98 more lines, all of which are non-bitch related problems.
Right. Let's see. Moon Age Daydream says, will the Bowie alias Halloween Jack ever make an appearance in a festive quest of some sort? Also, is Dr. Horrible ever going to be referenced in the game? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there was eventually some sideways nod to Dr. Horrible in the single turn of phrase or in an item description or something, but, you know, I doubt if there'll ever be the Neil Patrick Harris, Mad Scientist Quest, or anything.
Yeah. There's just, I mean, as much as I like Dr. Horrible, I'm not sure why people are still obsessing about it. There's just not that much to it.
Yeah.
It was great, but I don't, like, if Buffy the Vampire Slayer had been a single episode, which is about how long that is, I don't think I would still be talking about it 6 months later.
Yeah.
But,
I had that brief period where I was watching more Buffy, and then I kind of fell off the Buffy wagon again. I'm like a couple episodes into season 6 now. I really need to just power through it. Finish it all off.
Mm-hmm.
Apple Jordan says, can I have 10 meat for the bus? That reminds me of something. I don't know how this happened. I went to Target, and I was kind of in a bad mood, and I went to Target, and some punk kid came up and asked me for some money. And he was just like some kid on a skateboard, right? Mm. It didn't look like a poor kid. It didn't look, you know, the kid didn't look like he was down on his luck, and I was like, no, man, sorry. And then I went in and I told the security guard that there was a kid panhandling in the parking lot of Target. I'm like, what happened to me, man? I used to be all about the music. But that's the thing. If the kid had been, like, playing a guitar and asking for money, I would have been fine. But he was just walking around bothering people.
Yeah.
I guess that kind of thing almost pissed me off.
Yeah.
But still, I felt like I'd become an agent of the man, rather than an agent of some sort of anarchic karma.
I don't know. I've been feeling pretty crotchety and old myself.
Yeah. Are they always on your lawn?
Yeah. Well, the roofers have been on my lawn for the past week. I guess they finished up today.
Roofing your lawn?
Yeah, which was kind of weird, but the weirder part was the sod all over the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gonna be a bitch to mow, especially when it gets all icy. I guess you don't have to mow it when it's icy, though. Yeah, I was just imagining how the actual process of trying to mow your lawn when it was snowing. But I guess you don't. Yeah, I've forgotten what it's like to live in a real place.
Yeah, I'm actually waiting for the season where I don't have to feel guilty about not mowing the lawn. Because once I shovel the snow that's on the sidewalk, then I'm done. Like, snow can just continue to accumulate on my lawn, and it won't make me look like I'm some white trash dude who doesn't care about his lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the summer, I start to talk very strangely.
I don't know why.
Anyway, yeah, like, seasons.
I don't know why taking care of your lawn is such a badge of responsibility. I mean, I guess because it's hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know, man. I never did it. I almost got letters from the city. Blind Bandit says, encountering a mutant Halloween enemy underwater still counts as two adventures, bug or feature. That's a feature, because you are still underwater. Madison 14 says, please make scaling monsters slightly less tough for people in hardcore/bad moon. The Kittycore run was hard enough before I started getting beaten up every 30 adventures. I'm just saying that's something that you have to be prepared to deal with in hardcore and bad moon. I mean, the fact that this one lasted a week made it a little more, you know, sort of constantly in your face than the way that, say, Feast of Boros or Dia de los Muertos has been the entire time. I think maybe the scaling monsters floored a little lower, and the poison made them a little harder, too. But, you know, it's supposed to be scary.
Yeah.
Tarion says, a campground bartender gives 15 HP/MP at rollover. A clockwork bartender gives none. Why? Equal rights for our robotic slaves. Attica! Attica! That was probably something that I just forgot to do once the clockwork bartender in the box actually got added. I will again put it in the radio to-do list. Istanbul says, did you play and or like Disgaea? If so, you'd like Disgaea DS. It's a lot like Final Fantasy Tactics, except with more depth and a profoundly irreverent sense of humor. I know that's completely counter to your usual interests, games that are funny, but you should try it. Oh, I see what you did there, Istanbul. Disgaea is boring as shit. I'm sorry. The item descriptions are funny, but it's... I was like, oh, that's neat. There's this thing where you can, like, go in, and it's like you're fighting inside a randomly generated world that's based on the item that you portal into or whatever, and you kill stuff in there, and like it upgrades your item. I'm like, that's a neat concept. Then I went in there, and I'm like, okay, I got 10 levels to beat, and I beat one of the levels, and I was like, I cannot fucking take 9 more of those, and I turned the game off. Like, it, this guy is boring. I'm sorry. My wife really likes it. You know, and Riff was really into it or whatever. I'm sure that there are people who enjoy that kind of thing, but, like, I don't know. I don't like games where you control... Let me rephrase that, because I like StarCraft. I don't like tactical games where you're controlling 10 different guys. That's just not my kind of thing. Like, the early Might and Magic game, I guess the late Might and Magic games too, were fine because, yeah, you had a bunch of members of your party, but they were basically like just different actions that you could take in turn. You didn't have to move them independently and shit like that. You know, and I don't like Final Fantasy Tactics either.
I don't like tactical games because I'm not good at them.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's a lot of my problem, too. Ziltank says, Zombo's drops include a two-handed weapon and a shield. Does he have monkey grip? No, he's just really big. That's a totally serious answer.
Yeah, he was holding the two-handed weapon in one hand.
But it was because one of his hands is as big as two regular hands.
Yeah.
They're actually made out of the bones of two regular people's hands.
They're actually made out of the bones of the hands of people who ask if he has monkey grip or not.
Yep. Ishtimbul says, if one of the asymmetric staff had to be sacrificed in a painful and gory manner to the eldritch gods in order to secure the survival of the rest, who would be offered up and why? I think Riff would be more into that kind of thing than the rest of us. He's always thinking about sacrificing himself in a painful and gory manner to the eldritch gods just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Sorry?
By the way, I enjoyed Riff's Halloween costume.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy. It's just sitting on his shelf now. Every time I walk in there, I'm like, oh, God.
Riff's costume was a printed-out mask of his face. For those who didn't know, Riff came as Riff. I liked when he was doing the protection from tiger attack Riff. He just put the mask on the back of his head so the tigers couldn't tell which way he was facing.
I see. Durdrum says, are new Mr. Claw stuffies definitely going to be implemented? Are they definitely not going to happen in Ought 8? I don't know, and yes, they're definitely not going to happen in Ought 8. Southwest says, after turning Idle off, is there any way to turn it back on? No. Which is another reason you shouldn't turn it off.
For that session or forever?
Huh?
For that session or for the life of your character?
For that session.
Oh, I see. Well,
yeah, you can log off and back on. You can exit chat and go back in. The Designator says, who's Jix Co?
Aren't even words. Well, yeah. Some of those are.
Who's Jix Co?
Who's Jix Co?
Raisin says, will being in bad moon affect the penguin event, which I assume this is? I don't want to have to drop my cat moon run because of one-time content. Yeah, you won't. Rex Maxis says, hey, Jick and Company, any chance of a pop-out chat pane like Facebook? Sure, it'd be hard to code, but that's what CD Moyer is for, right? Yes, in good times and in bad times, he'll be on our side forevermore. That's what CD Moyer is for. Anyway, I think it would be cool. We have, as a company, been tossing around the idea of sort of separating the chat from the game for a long time. The thing is, I don't want to do it in a way that you can tell the difference. Right now, I don't like the idea of, you know, we release another game, and so now you have to create an asymmetric portal account, and then you create accounts in both of our games if you want to play them. Like, I really don't like the idea of changing the experience of a user logging into KOL. Which is why, you know, it's always been a little problematic. I think that eventually, you know, if we had another game, we would definitely want to integrate that chat. We would want that chat to be the same chat as KOL's chat. And, you know, one of these days we're going to have to think about that seriously. I don't think it would be that hard. Oud says, wouldn't it be awesome if we could access our display cases from the menu bar? It wouldn't be that awesome. Mr. Mecha Malmulti says, thanks for doing Twitter. It's nice having the occasional glimpse of what's happening related to the game behind the scenes. Yeah, I feel like especially for people who don't necessarily listen to the radio, the Twitter can be kind of exciting.
I need you to K-mail me the password for that.
Okay.
Because I'm frequently going on the Twitter site, and I'm actually updating my own Twitter account frequently, and I would happily pop into that account and add some stuff, but I just can't ever remember how to log in.
Yeah, it's like none of our standard company passwords for things, because so many people had access to it. I didn't want to. I'm gonna go ahead and send that to you now. So if anybody ever wanted to get into our Twitter by sniffing packets at the office a few seconds ago, would have been the time to do it. let's see. I got another robocall. That's great.
I have received no such calls. I got a call from somebody reminding me to go vote. But apparently
really?
I'm not registered to vote, even though I sent in my voter registration form like 2 months ago. But in Minneapolis, you can, or in Minnesota, I guess you can register to vote at the polling place. So you get to, like, actually cast a real fucking ballot, even if you're not on the voter roll there, which is something that Arizona has never done.
Mm.
I never was able to cast an actual ballot in Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, I would register to vote, and I'd get my thing that told me to go to the polling place, and they just wouldn't have my information on there, so they'd give me a provisional ballot.
Huh, I've never had that problem. I've always been on the list, ever since I've, like...
Do you register Democratic or Independent?
Independent.
That's why.
I see.
I'm not conspiracy guy, but everybody I know who's registered Democratic has had that kind of trouble at the polling place.
Huh. I used to register Democratic, though, and I never had trouble with it. But that was also pre-Bush.
Yeah.
By which I mean back when I was still a virgin.
Right.
Ceiling Mariachi says, washer and dryer in the office? WTF. Yeah, our office is a house. Riff lives here. Southwest says, could you, that is CD Moyer, tweak the discoveries page so that when you close a category, casseroles, kebabs, etc., it stays closed across sessions? Yeah, actually, since that's how the inventory works, I guess the other thing probably really should work that way. Also, he says, is there an ETA on the briniest deepests? It'll be out this week. It's basically done. Is there writing left to do on those, or had you already done those?
Writing left to do on who, sorry?
On the briniest, deepest monsters, like the next three fish?
There are some writing left to do, yes.
Okay. Yeah. The goal is to have that roll out by Friday. Southwest.
No problem.
So. Yeah. No, I don't think so. Bugbear Stare says, also, I've been playing a lot of Disgaea DS. Fun game. Whatever. You like things that suck. No Hurt Me says, I've stopped going to GameFAQs anymore. It seems like it's been overrun by 11-year-old so-called elite hackers. I feel like it's the 11-year-olds that are making the text files that I use to get through my games. But yeah, I don't know. Who was it? Somebody that... I was like... Some real obnoxious early member of our community was also a regular fact contributor to GameFAQs. It was one of the, like, Quado era kids.
Hmm. Firestorm?
Yeah, maybe it was Firestorm Zero. Southwest says, the game needs disappointment confetti now. That's probably about some joke on the last show. West Vector says, also, thanks for letting me look like a ghost. Ghost content makes me super happy. Well, pleasure to be of service to you, West Vector. Shrewd 2 says, can we have pumpkin consumables? I want pumpkin pie, or pumpkin booze, if that's even possible. You
can
drink pumpkin juice like they do in Harry Potter and make the pretentious artist really angry.
And we do have sewer rat, which tastes like pumpkin pie.
That's true. No Hurt Me says, that's a lie. Army of Darkness is the best movie ever.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't agree with you. Army of Darkness is good, but it is not the best movie ever.
Well, it was entertaining and whatnot. It's one of those that I'm not quite as... I don't quite understand why the fan following is that fervent for it.
Really?
Like, yeah, it was really fun, but I don't go around quoting it like I go around quoting Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Do you think that Pulp Fiction is your favorite movie?
It probably is. Although Donnie Darko is right up there. It has a, it has the pathos element to it as well as, and I've also never seen the director's cut.
People have been watching. Oh right, you haven't seen the director's cut yet. Don't. People have been watching Southland Tales, and half of the people say that it's terrible, and half of the people say that it's good.
Yeah, I really got to give it a shot.
SF Warlock says, "Dear Chicken Company, would you guys please be more careful with the kingdom while Mercury is in retrograde?" Yeah, but I don't know when that is. So, I guess I'll have to be careful with the kingdom all the time. Diablo's Minion 13 says, "Could you give us the ability to move things from Hank's to our mall stores?" No. To Rattlesnake says, "This is my first time listening to the show. Is it Jick or Scully that has the awesomely manly voice? Scratch that, Scully's not even there. And Riff sounds like the party leader from Leroy Jenkins." Well, so I guess that means it must be me that has the awesomely manly voice. Well, unless it's Hot Stuff. Although I think I would describe my voice as more nasally and annoying than awesome and manly or awesomely manly.
I don't find your voice annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
It's definitely nasal.
Somewhat nasally, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's it. I've definitely got the nerd voice thing going on.
There's speaking of nerd voices, there's a guy here, actually Jess's ex-boyfriend, who we've been hanging out with. Like, he's a decent dude, turns out, and a total nerd, and plays our game. But he talks exactly like Lore does.
Huh.
Just that kind of sonorous, weird. I can't begin to describe it. How it's like.
Right. Yeah, I think you're slipping into a little bit of Hugo Weaving there, I think, without meaning to.
Yeah, it goes into Hugo Weaving and it goes into Merle / the Tick.
Right, right. The Patrick Warburton.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Warburton and Hugo Weaving should just have like a conversation. They should play some sort of game where they both talk. Like, all right, right.
I think like an audio book maybe where the two of them alternate chapters, or maybe they could star in Waiting for Godot and some other play where there are only two cast members.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Ah, there you go. Death is like being on a boat.
Let's see. Carnivorous Sheep says, "Like a couple months ago, you said you were working on the giant stuffed bugbears in the KOL store. How's that coming along?" I've had some prototypes made, and this is the part of my job that I hate. Somebody makes a prototype, and I'm like, "This sucks. You're doing it wrong." Because that's the thing. I can't be nice to anybody ever. It's just not in my nature. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with those prototypes. I feel like part of what happened was that the people who were working on the prototypes did nothing but work on people's Halloween costumes for like a month.
Oh yeah.
So it's there's definitely some progress being made on that front. The like saber-tooth lime pillow prototype was actually pretty good. There were only a couple of little changes that I wanted made to that, but yeah, I don't know how giant the stuffed bugbears are going to be. I'm really thinking more like normal teddy bear sized for those, because they're kind of teddy bears, you know.
So neither hanging from John Cusack's rearview mirror size or kind of covering John Cusack's ex-girlfriend size, just somewhere in between.
Yeah, I don't guess I know what movie you're talking about.
Better Off Dead.
Does he have a teddy bear on his?
Yeah, he was going to go over to her house and give her this tiny teddy bear that he had gotten her for Christmas, and she called him to tell him that her boyfriend had got a teddy bear as big as her for Christmas.
I see.
And so he ties the teddy bear to the rearview mirror of his car and starts it up in the garage. You've seen Better Off Dead, haven't you?
Yeah, but I saw it when I was little, so I don't really remember much about it.
You should see it again. It's good stuff.
It's one of those things that I've seen bits of here and there. Like, I know the part where he's, like, hanging himself and his mom is vacuuming or something, and then there's that's the one where they wear the, like, hat with the antlers on it. The dad gets there. Of the Hill People says, "Hey, screw you, I sniff my armpits and I think I smell sexy." Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Kevin B. says, I don't know if I ever asked you this question. Is it possible to code a battle window where we can see somebody else battle against, like, Hodgman? Not the way that it is now. That would require some significant changes to the way our shit is architected. I know how much you like using architect as a verb.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard anybody verb architect before.
Doc Galactic is talking about how all the people... He got some contract gig at Microsoft, and he's talking about how all of the people there are using status as a verb, which that at least I can kind of understand, like, you know, categorize with status or whatever, but also disposition, which I don't get that at all. Is there some meaning of the word disposition that I just don't know that makes that make any kind of sense?
No. How would you use that? Maybe it's just people who thought that position didn't have enough syllables in it?
Yeah, I don't know. When I was asking him for clarification, I think my example sentence was, I need to disposition that girl receptive so that I can status her someone I've had sex with.
Right.
I don't understand what disposition could possibly mean as a verb. Because it, like,
I could see
all it means to me is some like property of being disposed to do something, right? Which is something that somebody has. It's not something that you give them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Delphin also, or either again or also, asked about that Clockwork Bartender thing. Howard says, yeah, lag sucks bad tonight. Also, the week-long Halloween content is totally ruining the vibe of trade. So glad it's almost over. Happy Halloween. Yeah. I've heard that the vibe in trade usually totally rules.
The vibe in trade?
Let's see. Of the Hill People says, hey, what about a monster puzzle that morphs the monster each time you use an ability on it, i.e. clown plus weapon of the pasta lord equals flaming red buttons golem? I don't understand that at all.
Red Buttons was a comedian?
I see. I don't get it, though.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I mean, what is... So clown... You cast a weapon of the Pasta Lord on a clown, and it turns it into a construct made out of on-fire comedians?
Sure.
Okay. I don't think I'm missing something. I think you're pretending that's funnier than it is.
I didn't think it was funny at all.
No, okay. So then you're not. The Hill People also says, dude, Jick, you're mean to me every time I see you. Con, said your new hair was awesome. You snickered and walked away. Merles, ignored me when I tried to shake your hand. Mean fucker. Oh. I don't know. I'm always weirded out at Merles. There's always so many people there. His populars are very party. You ready for a music break? I could use it. A toilet, if there was one in front of me.
Yeah, I guess it's about time. Here's some more a cappella stuff, including Jake's favorite a cappella song.
Load up on guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's over the moon and set the show. Oh no, I know. It's a danger. Bring me your hand. It's a danger.
Thank you. see what should do to is. And TV is not for free, and so we see it killing. So that's blessing me of love. Show love for anything for yourself. And I keep these feelings on the shelf. I tried, well, no, I got that line. Could be my natural suicide, but I got too much pride inside to hide. For spite, I'll do no style. Let it run till I die, and only then shall I abide. This I have mentioned of two. I've been through many days. I wanna bust all your balloons. I wanna burn all of your things to the ground. I know I will have this round. I'm not afraid. The shame. I will go on the day when I don't think I don't pray. I look at all this world. Yes, I can see it. I don't rely on love because I'm a girl.
By the way, I'm a
We're back.
Are we back?
We're back. And it's 9:11 here, so let's never forget that we're back.
Hey, but it's only 8:11 here.
Okay, so in an hour, don't forget to remember to never forget.
Subbot says, what effect, if any, will the PvP revamp have on my flower picking? I like me some schnapps and pie. I'm guessing that that aspect of gameplay is probably going to go away completely. I never really liked it. I never really liked that in Hardcore and Hardcore Oxy, there was just basically all of this completely risk-free PvP that conveys ascension benefits. So, you know, that it's definitely something we'll have to consider, but just know that I really don't like that the way that it is, and it is not something that I am going to make any effort to preserve. I could maybe replace it with something that I think is better, but you are not going to think that it's better. You're the kind of person that does all that kind of thing. Southwest says, so is the November item of the month definitely a sticker tome? Yes. Pretty soon you'll be saying, sticker it to me. You what?
I was going to be all, wait and see.
Wait another 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I relented. I'm off the wagon again. I poured myself a glass of whiskey. I remembered I had a bottle of Jack Daniels in my office for just such an emergency.
Right.
I've been sober for days.
I always enjoy seeing your bottle of Jack Daniels at Comic-Con.
You know, I didn't even open it this year. Last year, I think I only had one or two pulls out of it the entire time. But yeah, I'm getting a lot less freaked out by the. It's less the like the people than just like it freaks me out to be in a room that big.
Hmm.
I don't know why. It's just total sensory overload kind of thing, though. You know.
Yeah, must really fuck with your head to be outside.
Yeah. In the main room, I couldn't even see the ceiling. QOV says, the new crafting interface is so good that I think I will learn to play this game instead of complaining that I don't want to have to read the wiki every time I click. When you do slow runs as a casual player, it's too much trouble to remember how to make everything and what it did from run to run. Having the crafting interface remember it for me is wonderful. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, I'm glad that I finally relented on the whole storing recipes thing and that C.D. Moyer is such a fucking wizard. I set up for the trick-or-treating kids again. I put on my robe and wizard hat. I made myself a little laboratory this time with all of my potion bottles with water and food coloring in them and little pieces of dry ice for me to drop in when I saw a group of kids coming.
Was that outside the house, or were you inviting children into your house?
I was outside the house. I've got a porch big enough to like set up a... It's not really a porch, but the sort of landing in the front of my house where the steps go up is big enough for me to set up a chair and a candy dish. And I replaced my porch lights with those flickery candle light bulbs, and I keep forgetting to change them back.
Hmm.
I kind of like it. You know, it's the equivalent of leaving Christmas decorations up until February.
I think we left our Christmas decorations up until April.
Until the following Christmas.
April or May this past year. I mean, they were just white lights, and we didn't really turn them on, but there were still, I think there was still a little bit of, once there was finally no snow on the ground, I finally took them down.
Did Captain Picard constantly stay on your lawn arguing with somebody about how many there were?
Yeah, it was kind of annoying, because there were, like, several hundred, and he just kept saying there were four of them.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Somebody said this was Iambara says additional 50% in the description for Chester's mustache is redundant. I'm gonna see what the hell that. Why can I not find the? Man, it's like I have one sip of whiskey, and suddenly I can't click on anything. Chester's mustache. I don't understand. Is it showing it twice? Let me look at that. Chester's. How do you spell mustache? How did I spell mustache? Oh, I did it right. Yay.
Mustache or moustache?
I think it's moustache. I think you can do it moustache, but I think I've decided that our standard is moustache.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Disco Bandit combat skills weaken enemies by an additional plus 50%. Or is he saying that the... Oh, an additional plus 50... I gotcha. I see. Okay. Yeah, that actually should be changed. Just an additional 50% is what that should say. If I just read what he had written, I would have gotten it. Someone else says, I think Jake is a pretty cool guy. He babbles nonsense on the radio and doesn't afraid of anything.
Yes.
Ziltang says, why are Chester's effect, no combat items, and the effect he gives Hodgman, ignore damage reduction, so different? The other bosses have more of a connection. Chester also has that effect, it's just that nobody ever notices it. The no combat items is just another thing, because that effect is not particularly powerful. As is, again, evidenced by the fact that people don't even know about it.
So, is that a double chin on Chester, or is that a little smile?
It's a little smile.
See, that's what I thought. They were arguing in... there's a thread for misinterpreted Kingdom art.
Yeah. And
people were saying, I always thought that was a little smile, but now I can tell it's a double chin.
No. The child molesters aren't fat dudes.
All the time.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is, all fat dudes are child molesters.
That is weird. Yeah. Socrates is a terrible golfer. LlamaMan58 says, why does the carpet getting pulled back in Spooky Raven make a grinding noise? Same reason you can't just lift it up the first time you go in there. Because it's a giant lead carpet. Let's see. Radar says, would you ever consider implementing a Kingdom-themed minigame that we could play when we run out of turns? It's called The Mall.
Which is not the game, but
it
the game.
Noah M. says, I always thought the Christian Science Monitor sounded a bit oxymoronic. Not anymore, because now it really is just a blank piece of paper. It stopped its print edition. That's weird. The Christian Science Monitor was pretty good.
Yeah, when they weren't talking about Christian Science, they were doing some pretty decent investigative journalism, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it was just an entirely okay newspaper. It's weird that they... man, speaking of things that are three words, the first of which is Christian, did you hear about... Okay, you remember at Gen Con, there was the throw your dice into this big D20 and we're going to do the charity auction for all of the dice thing?
Yeah.
Right. So they raised $17,000 for Gary Gygax's charity of choice, which was the Christian Children's Fund, who then refused the donation because it came from Dungeons & Dragons players.
Wow. That's, you know, I read about that on FARC, but I didn't make the connection since I only read the headline on FARC.
Yeah.
But, man, I didn't think that there were people in the world who still thought Dungeons & Dragons was somehow immoral.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it's the same people who believed that Onion article about the Harry Potter books prompting a rise in Satan worship among...
Right. And J.K. Rowling. The funny thing is people were sending around one of those alarm emails quoting her from that Onion article as when they're sucking Satan's massive cock in hell. With, you know, the word cock beat out, but, like, can you believe that J.K. Rowling was actually quoted as saying that she hopes children will be sucking Satan's dick in hell? No, I can't believe that, because it's obviously not true.
Yeah. Just that whole moral panic thing. Do you suppose that there has ever been an earnest Satan worshiper in America in the last 50 years?
I would say if you limited it to an earnest Satan worshiper over the age of 21, no.
But, okay, so someone who... I guess that there has probably been one crazy kid that, you know, just drew a bunch of pictures of stuff that he saw on heavy metal albums on his walls and pretended that it was an altar to Satan. Is it the actual organized Church of Satan is just a joke, right?
No, it's not a joke.
But I mean, it's not like an actual Church of Satan, is it?
I doubt that it has anything to do with the human sacrifices and whatnot. Like Satanism, as practiced by like Anton LaVey, was more of self-worship than a Satan worship kind of thing. It's like the just kind of the rejection of Christianity and the glorification of self. But I don't know if anybody's actually doing the whole blood ritual sacrifice thing anymore. It's sad that the old ways never stay around.
Yeah, I remember my dad going to some kind of training where he was taught as a law enforcement officer that any time that you saw Jesus saves written on a highway overpass, that was like a secret code from Satanist to Satanist, indicating that somewhere nearby there was a satanic altar. So if you were driving cross country and you realized that it had been too long since the last time you mutilated an animal or sacrificed a child, that the Jesus saves on the bridge abutment or whatever was an indication that this is a place where you can go do those things. And it, like, I just kind of feel like that has never happened, not even once.
Yeah.
You know, like the razor blades in the apple at Halloween. Never happened, not even once.
Yeah, although the razor blade in the apple thing, I would guess, happened after the urban legend.
Sure, okay.
But there was nothing that actually happened to start that legend.
I was reading about how animal shelters have a policy of not adopting out black cats around Halloween because of just the sort of moral panic about devil worshippers sacrificing black cats.
Hmm.
Even though it just never happened. People are stupid.
A little bit. Was I with you, though, when we found the... Probably not. Up in the rocks above the old mall, we found a pentagram and some blood on the ground and some nonsense.
Really?
Yeah.
That was where I got drunk for the first time ever, was in the rocks behind the old mall.
I mean, now that I think about that, that probably wasn't you and me that went rock climbing. In the rocks.
I used to climb on rocks all the time before I got old.
But no, we saw... That's why I say, I don't think anybody over the age of 18 has been a serious Satanist ever. I'm sure that there are people in around 17, 13 through 17, that are that special brand of...
But that's why I meant earnest. You know? That's why I said earnest. I'm sure that people have drawn pentagrams and lit candles around them and said, "Oh, I love you, Satan." Like you would stand in front of a mirror in the dark and say, "Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary." Like, it's. But I. That's, yeah, I don't know, man.
At least by the end of the show, we can look at the questions list, and somebody will have told us all about modern Satanism.
Oh, that's true. Glitterboy says, "Still love the hobo name generator. I just fought nude Steven Tyler. Pure awesomeness." Yeah.
You know, I just fought nude Steven Tyler, and I didn't even need the hobo name generator.
That's the truth. I don't know if I've told you this. I've had a number of dreams that I was related to Steven Tyler.
Huh.
I don't know why. He's always like my uncle, and he always has all this really cool Star Wars stuff.
Huh.
And it's like, oh, I'm going to go over to Uncle Steven Tyler's house and play with his cool Star Wars stuff. Then once a long time ago, I dreamed that I was dating a girl who, it turned out, Tom Petty was her dad. And, he had this cool house where none of the walls went up to the ceiling. Which is weird. I was thinking about this the other day. I have this kind of little. If I think about it too much, I'll get overcome by this kind of OCD about not imagining that I have a string trailing out behind me and not ever wanting it to get stuck in any of the buildings that I go into.
Right.
So I have a tendency to want to go out the same door that I came in, and if I can do so with a marginal amount of effort without really embarrassing myself or inconveniencing everybody else, I always will. And it's like, anytime I'm in a house, the office and my house both have internal loops in them, and so I just designate a hallway that doesn't exist, and I never go down that hallway, so that I never end up going around in any circles. But I was thinking that when I pick the house that I'm going to live in for the rest of my life, I probably would like to have it built. I could have it built where none of the walls go up to the ceiling, so that I never have to worry about that. It can be laid out however I want. But I wouldn't be able to have any load-bearing structures in it either, so... the second floor would have to be really light.
Up to the ceiling or down to the floor?
Either way.
Just so there's some way to...
some way to get the string around. That's why, because Hot Stuff pointed out, after I explained this to him, he's like, doesn't it bother you to drive home a different way than you drive to work? And I'm like, no, because you're not going through any... if I was going through tunnels, then yes, but I'm not. You know, because you can just pop the string over all the houses.
Yeah.
Get it untangled. Yeah.
You have serious issues. You have subscriptions.
Yeah. No, it's pretty fucked up. The amount of cognitive effort that... And I won't say that I spend it, but I will say that it gets spent. Because I'd really like to stop thinking about it. Yeah. Spark Saul says, how about a two-part item of the month? When you buy it, it's item of the month standard useful equipment of whatever kind, but you can also put it in your terrarium and make it a familiar, losing the item itself. It's just kind of like having two items of the month. I don't know why they have this really weird, long discussion about us doing two items of the month as though it were something that we had considered. You know, it's like, they would never do that because it would be too big of a cash grab. But they do the thing in October. Is that a big cash grab? No. It's weird that people think that. I feel like other people spend way more time thinking about our business model than we do.
I don't think people give us enough credit for how we strenuously avoid doing things that might make us a lot of money but would be lame.
Yeah. You know, we always end up making a bunch of extra money when the item of the month is late, and so I feel bad about it every time I end up having the item of the month late. And if I was really thinking about it, I would make them late every once in a while. You know, if I was basing them all of my decisions entirely on how much money we were going to make, I would say, well, it's been a few months since we've had an item of the month out late. Let's pretend that we need some extra time to work on it so that we'll make a bunch of extra money selling additional copies of last month's item. Because it's weird. We always sell a ton of them. Like, every day that an item of the month is late, we sell a whole bunch of the previous month's item of the month. And I don't know why that happens.
Yeah.
It just does. It's like, oh, okay. You know, this is available another day. I should buy one. As opposed to, you know, they clearly went into Mr. Store. They know that we have items of the month, right? It says right on there that it's not the new one.
Right.
I don't know what the hell.
Well, I think it's... like, oh, the item of the month is going to go away tomorrow. Maybe I should buy one. Nah, I'm not going to do it. Oh, it's still there? Well, oh, maybe I should... nah, I'm not going to do it. Oh, it's still there. Well, clearly it was meant to be.
Nicodemus says, seasoned vets are complaining the Naughty Sorceress is too easy now. Perhaps she could potentially, or she could partially scale to level and partially to number of perm skills you currently have. I would really hate for somebody to be able to gimp themselves to the point where they could not beat her because they picked the wrong set of skills. I understand that she's not nearly as hard as she used to be, but I also think that that's okay. You know? Spindle says, so you keep saying you should collapse the Hidden City after the quest. Can it really be all that difficult an undertaking, or do you just keep forgetting to actually do it? Well, it's not that it's difficult, but it's also not just... it's going to require some thought about how it would work, and I wouldn't want to just do that. I would want to do that in a way that actually added some value to it, you know? So, we've been thinking about the ways to work letting the people use the altar to get buffs or whatever after... after the quest is done. Because I just totally thought you could, and it turns out you can't. Pablo Bonk says, if you play the Google Images game with Skinner Box, it's amazing how long it takes to find porn. 39 pages in, and it's Homer fucking Marge on a cardboard box. Goddamn internet.
Huh.
Yeah. Gorbo says, hey, Jit and Company, when adventuring in unexplored ruins in the Hidden City with gongs, welcome back replaces the normal adventure and turns unexplored ruins into ruins. Bug? Yeah, there's all kinds of bugs in there. There's all kinds of ways that with sort of third-party scripts you can shave a lot of turns off the amount of time that it takes you to explore the Hidden City, and that's frustrating. I almost think that the Hidden City merits a sort of complete redo of how the code works, because there are a lot of things that were not exactly the way that we wanted them, but that was the thing that got done very strangely, because everyone was in England except for Xenophobe, and Xenophobe was the one that did that, and so a lot of stuff just, we kind of were like, okay, that's done, so then we didn't bother testing it a lot after that. And it's not that there was anything wrong with it, it's just that it wasn't doing exactly what we wanted it to do. So it's, yeah, that's a problem. Noah M says, you could add special Hobo Kobo adventures at Halloween per this link, and then links to this cockeyed.com article about the kids' candy code. That article is actually pretty funny. Huh. It's, little chalk glyphs that the children would scratch onto the sidewalk, letting other children know what you're going to be getting.
That's kind of cool if that's for serious, and kind of funny if it's not.
Yeah, I don't think that's real.
We
just start drawing those in front of people's houses, though.
We barely had any trick-or-treaters this year, which was weird, because we had our porch light on and four lighted pumpkins. Lit pumpkins. Drunk pumpkins. But, yeah. Which is, I suppose it's all well and good. Last year there was a lot of the, four kids in costumes standing on the sidewalk, all too shy to come up and get candy, so Mom comes up to the front door with four candy bags that we then have to fill. And to me, that goes kind of contrary to the spirit of Halloween.
Huh. This is weird. I was looking at cockeyed.com, and apparently Funeral Quest, the game that Seth Robinson was doing lately, has stopped. They ran for 7 years, like a sort of flash pseudo MMOs, kind of KOLE, I guess. I did not enjoy it very much when I tried to play it, but this is a little weird. But yeah, I mean, that's weird if it just stopped. Anyway, rollover has started. I'm going to tell CD Moyer to go ahead and push everything that needs to be pushed in order to roll out the item of the month. Going to edit the announcement to say, in addition to the stuff that it said earlier, that the item of the month is ready. It's nice to have stuff to announce. I feel like the pace of additions has been brisk.
Yeah, especially if we get the briniest, deepest in.
Oh yeah, no. My plan is definitely to keep doing that every 2 weeks. Uh-huh. Like we've stuck with it so far. Everything is basically in there. I have to code up a handful of things, and it's really you probably have, if there's any writing to be done, you probably have more work to do on that than I do for it to be completely done. So
yeah,
I was hoping to get a head start on the next one, because the next one's going to be a little bigger, but I don't think that that's actually gonna pan out.
Well, we could do mine. I've got all the enemies in.
Oh, yeah.
I just need to figure out, the drops and the...
Yeah, the drops and what kind of non-combats are going to happen with the... I feel like there's some story stuff that still needs to be written in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Edited that announcement. Let me make sure that actually works. November's item of the month is now available in Mr. Store. He read. So, yeah.
Damn.
We have to, because of the way this item works, we have to push every script that calls get player. So, it used to be that took like 2 hours to run, but after the, last round of optimizations that CD Moyer did on the web servers, it's only taken probably 10 minutes. That's good. Chemist John says, WTF, no IOTM, STFU. Linguini Lad says, damn, Gina, you so agile.
I believe that was Gina in Zack and Mary Make a Porno.
As really?
As the black dude's wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, God damn, that movie was funny.
Good. I'll have to go see it. I want to see that Michael Cera movie, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist or whatever.
I was going to go see that, but then the reviews that I read indicated that it was kind of a young adult movie in a way that Juno wasn't.
Really?
So, it was kind of, if you're not the age that you were when you first saw, say, John Hughes movies, you probably won't enjoy it.
I see.
So, yeah, I'll Netflix it.
Linguini Lad says, I'm surprised the topiary golems are as powerful as they are, considering they only have one elbow and one knee. Well, it's just that that makes their elbow and their knee twice as strong as they would be if they had two.
I should let you know that your mom only has one elbow and one knee.
Golgothica says, why is a guard carrying an encryption key at Cobb's Knob? I would think that a decryption key would be of more use. No, it's a two-way.
He's guarding the key itself. They're not going to just let everybody carry it around, because then people would steal it.
Oh no, another putt says, in the decline of Rome, the Empire had hundreds of festivals. Are you worried with so many holidays that KOL will be subject to goth attack, or will they continue to just make awful poetry?
Maybe we'll have a war between the Goths and the Visigoths.
Wienerbutt says, the spring raindrop attack restores one less MP than it says it does. Bug. Yeah, that's been confirmed, but I can't get it to happen to me, so I don't know. I think it's with auto attack or some shit. I don't know, man. Urutsini says, the ability to press numbers for the combat bar only works if one has clicked in the main pane. Is it possible to make it work when in the character and or the menu pane? Probably not the character pane or the menu pane. If you're in chat, you can. There's a keyboard shortcut to switch focus back to the main pane. I don't remember what it is, but I think it might be documented. Elementary Penguin, this is kind of interesting. He says, I never told you, I was working on a movie with Brandon Cronenberg, the son of David, earlier this year, and he said he was really happy to see the KOL documentary because he used to play back in the pre-Ascension days. Also, the movie of his I did sound for is up for a big prize in a film festival this Wednesday, and one of the few movies that it's up against is a stop-motion movie by the guy who did the animation on our documentary. So odds are we'll have some award-winning crew members who worked on the documentary before long. Wish us luck. Well, good luck. I guess the documentary is actually proceeding apace.
That's wonderful. I can now finally send him some pictures. It may be too late. But I don't have a scanner.
Oh, did you finally unpack your...
Yeah. The problem is I don't have a scanner anymore.
Oh.
I could take digital pictures of my pictures. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. It's worth it.
Chiquita Mosquito says, OMG guys, ancient error and I only just caught it. Everyone in the Brotherhood of the Smackdown has a comma between their name and title except Olaf the Janitor, above their picture, I mean. When you talk to them, they all, including Olaf the Janitor, have the comma. He just hasn't earned both of his commas yet.
Right.
Uritsini says, can we please have a massage-themed buff skill, please? Yes, there's flavored foot rubbing, but that's an item. I want to be able to massage people at a whim without using an item.
Oh, bet.
I question why you want that.
I don't question. I just assume it's preferred.
Yeah. Arcane says, did the hedge mazes change recently or with NS13 and I just missed it, or is Mafia being creative? I don't know if the Mafia is being creative or not.
They have...
I feel like they're still just extorting money and killing fakes.
And rats.
And stool pigeons.
Stool pigeons, yes. The hedge mazes did change with NS13.
Did they?
They changed from being one hedge maze to a bunch of different hedge mazes.
Oh, I thought that changed before NS13.
They changed before NS13, okay.
Hell, I don't know.
Not sure.
Fred Levi says, no hobo oboe. Oh, no. Fotev says, now that you've sifted past 1,000 wearer item of the month ACK questions, I'd like to compliment you on your Halloween mute ant art. You've come a long way from Crack Rocks.
Yeah, I like the ant art quite a bit. I didn't go, ant art, ick.
I don't know if he means the ant. I think the ant art was the least good of the three. I really like the way that cactus turned out. I'm to the point where I feel like that must be something that I saw somewhere and...
I don't think so. It looks a little bit like Sigmund the Sea Monster, but not enough to say that you took it from there. Yeah,
that one
made me chuckle out loud. I was all call.
Paraford says, why is there no Dependence Day on the 5th of November? Burn the guy! I've already forgotten.
Isn't the Guy Fawkes holiday, is it?
Oh, man.
It's more of a 4th of July. Really?
Dr. Van Van Mojo says, when I click on an empty space in the clan rumpus room, there's a link and a joke in each of the empty squares. But in other zones, like the nearby plains or the clan basement, empty spaces aren't links. Why is the rumpus room different? Just felt like making those three jokes. Well, the plan was eventually to fill in all the spaces in the rumpus room. With, say, rewards from clan dungeons, but we kind of spaced it when we did the clan dungeon. Kelladrin says, hi, Jig and Mr. Skullhead, since we've had the item of the month late for the first time in quite a while, would you be willing to tell us a bit about it and its development as it's about to roll? I feel like maybe we can talk about it on the Thursday show after people have had a chance to mess with it. I don't really want to tell tales out of school before anybody's actually seen it. It took a little. It was more complicated than an item of the month that we've done in a while, and it required some extra art and some extra crazy. And a lot of going back and forth with Dev on whether it was too powerful or not, whether it was supposed to be too powerful or not, and whether we had enough power, if we'd had not enough power, if we had too much power, if we didn't have enough data. We just don't have enough data.
I don't think I can ever have enough data. Brent Spiner's awesome.
He is. Didn't you have that old Yellow Eyes is back?
Oh yeah, I still play a track or two of that every radio show.
Oh. Well, good. Furter Wound says, how about changing the lines into stripes? That way you can be farming stars and stripes forever.
What the hell?
Glebe says, the codes in the Hobo Kobo don't seem to be in any kind of order. How about putting them in alphabetical order? Well, they're in the order that Riff put them into the zones in. So that's the order that they're in. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, during your upcoming Q1 content project, could you make some more tacos? There aren't enough random items that become tacos. I mean, if I can make a royal jelly taco, why not a Mind Flayer corpse taco, or an unidentified jerky taco, or a mega tofu taco, etc. Mega tofu taco is too hard to say.
No, there's nothing wrong with mega tofu. Yeah, fuck that.
Mega Tokyo?
Yeah.
Southwest says, is the Butler Skeleton fight supposed to be one shot only, even if you lose? Yes. You only get one shot, and if you miss your chance to blow Skelter Buttleton, then you can't have any of Mom's spaghetti.
I'm not going anywhere near that.
How you doing over there? Drab the Mordulaf says, move the Annie antidote to Doc Galactic. The reason I didn't do it is because if I moved it to Doc Galactic, it would be in between the first and second healing items, and I don't want it there. So I either need to lower the price of it, or I need to make some way of forcing an order in there.
Well, maybe they could arrange themselves alphabetically, which wouldn't make any sense for how they operate, but
right.
It would be pretty. People would know. People would be able to tell
where
things were. I don't know.
Griffin says, hi, I'd like to accept the LARP card in my mall store. Is that possible? Thanks. No. Editor Wampa says, okay, I don't have photo evidence of this because my stupid ass hit the refresh button on accident, but I went to MyFace to get a random poll today, and the second one to pop up was, what is Jick? The answers were the fourth player in Jick Ball, to fuck the clit, and get off my lawn, you bastard kids. So yeah, congratulations on making the big time. Yeah, I went and looked at some random MyFace polls today, and a lot of them I think people are confused about the difference between a poll and a quiz. Because there were polls like, what is my favorite band? I think you're doing it wrong. Psycho says, do any of the powers that you watch Pushing Daisies? It seems like the sort of thing at least one of you would enjoy. I've never seen it.
No, but it looked like something that I would watch if I watched TV. It's hard to say I don't watch TV without sounding like the kill your television dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I have anything against TV, I just never find myself watching it.
Yeah. I'm not like, oh, I don't even own a TV.
Oh yeah, I totally own a TV. What else am I gonna watch movies on?
But my TV totally owns over your TV.
It does. My TV's about to go.
Is it?
Yeah.
My one that I had for years and years finally died. Made me sad.
It's so old, it still has a tube, and it's square.
I had a nice square tube TV that was, when I it didn't stop working, but when I stopped using it, I looked into it and realized that it had been in continuous use for 20 years. Like a TV that I inherited from my parents after they got a new TV. Let's see. Subbot also asks to make the Noob Cave exempt from the Holiday Combat Adventures, and,
What are you doing in the Noob Cave, man?
Well, what happened is a lot of people were in the Noob Cave waiting to get their black cat. And so it fucked up their... It fucked up their black cat run. But that was just bad timing. And, you know, Feast of Boris was always going to do that. Whatever. Of the Hill People says, Dear Chicken Scully, am I gay if I honestly wasn't disgusted by Amplitude's Halloween costume? He did the Borat costume. He had it on for about 1 minute when I got to the party before he changed into a bunch of Daz's clothes.
Well, I mean, it's one thing to go into a room and get the reaction for wearing that costume, and it's quite another to walk around wearing it all night.
Yeah, I guess.
Although it looked like he had a trench coat on. I don't know why he didn't just close the trench coat. I can't imagine that was a horribly comfortable costume.
Yeah.
I wasn't disgusted by it. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, I managed to actually not look at his balls.
Hmm.
Yeah.
As did I. I actually noticed that he had his tattoos covered up before I noticed that he had balls. I'm still not...
Oh, right, honest. Right. His self-portrait as gay purple vampire. I forgot about that. Yeah. Balladango says, Does Jick own a purple hoodie? No. I never owned a purple hoodie. I never hope to own one.
Which is a shame.
After all, it's set down here.
I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple hoodie.
Hmm.
Well, it was a rough draft.
Yeah. Let's see. With the badge, says the patron saint of depravity, with the badger as a magimek tech mechamek, the pixie as a fairy, and the llama as a volleyball, do I see next June's familiar being leprechaun based? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll never, we'll figure that out around May.
Yeah. I kind of had an idea, but it was an idea that the more I thought about it, the more I realized it sort of retreaded a lot of territory that we've already trod.
Mm-hmm.
Trad. Feng Huang 2 says, What's Crimbo going to be like? What's Crimbo going to be like? And then I was like, Why'd you say it twice? And he was like, I didn't.
Haha. Crimbo's going to be like in December? You know?
Hush says, Why aren't there any Goatsaw references in the Goatlet? Because we were only allowed one Goatsaw reference, and it's in the Spamwich. Isn't it?
Actually, I think there are two Goatsaw references.
Did we didn't do the Goatsen Nebula when we did the observatory?
I think
or did
we did. Yeah.
Did we?
There was one that was censored.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Goatsen was awesome. Am I so jaded that I can just imagine that without being grossed out by it at all?
I think that, I don't know, I have trouble processing a picture as something that actually happened.
Right.
Versus, like, a moving image.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tub Girl doesn't really gross me out either.
Yeah, Tub Girl is just more sort of, like, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the one that probably makes me the most uncomfortable is Lemon Party, because it's like, dude's having sex, you know?
Right.
Like...
And, you not being involved. I'm sure that makes you...
Yeah, no, like, yeah, I'm very sad. I'm very sad when I see some old men having sex and I don't get mine.
No, I think it is weird that, like, Tub Girl doesn't get to me, but Two Girls, One Cup, even with the volume turned down, I absolutely can't watch.
Yeah. Did you ever see that one with the... funneling all the little squids or funneling all the eels up the woman's ass?
No, I did see the woman give birth to the octopus, though.
Yeah.
Thanks. You got a link vaginal blood fart to that, by the way.
I don't know where it is anymore.
And to the ass pipe.
Oh, yeah, that's on asspipe.asymmetric.net, actually. I believe it is still there. Is it? Yes, it is. Yeah, good to know we're giving everybody access to that. Oh, a bunch of pictures of us from our yearbooks. Also available on asspipe.asymmetric.net. That was just sort of my all-purpose place where I put stuff for people, and I just left the asspipe video there for everyone because I thought it was funny, because they'd, you know, be like, oh, what's this?
Oh, great. None of my yearbook pictures are really anything I want anybody to see.
Yeah. They're not that bad.
The junior year one's pretty bad. Something.
Your junior year one?
Yeah, something bad happened to me in between sophomore and junior year. I have no idea what. I mean, yours are far more embarrassing, but mine are. I mean, it just shows how far you've come. That's what I mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's weird. I tripled in size and just kept my same glasses is the main thing. Oh, boy.
You were the second person that I was friends with that had those tinted aviator glasses. Like, were those,
you know,
just the... Why?
My dad was a fan of them, you know. He always wore them. He was always... He had a mustache, though. He had a little bit of the Chester look going on with those glasses and the mustache.
But he was a cop, you know. You're allowed
That's
to wear
true.
Aviator glasses and a mustache if you're a cop.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know, man. I don't know why I needed glasses that big. Like, Riff still wears great big glasses.
It's not only the big glasses, but the tint.
They were like, photo gray. Like, uh-huh. And it was because the eye doctor said, all right, so your eyes are very, very sensitive to light, so I would recommend these photo gray lenses. And they got dark when there was light. And yeah, it turns out what he was saying was, I recommend that you don't get laid until college.
Right.
But, I actually, I ran into my childhood eye doctor when I was back in Illinois this last time. And I was like, oh yeah, you're my eye doctor from when I was a kid. Thanks for preventing me from getting laid. Because it was totally his fault.
Yeah, that was really the only thing holding you back.
Yeah. Melon says, do you think plus 15 bolt fullness from Feast of Boris is now too much and causes too much lag? It's not like you guys give plus 80 extra turns on Labor Day. Yeah, you know, it's probably too much, but I don't really want to change it. Jonatron says, would it be difficult to implement custom reminders shown at the same time as council reminders upon login? It would be so easy that we already did it several months ago. If you put something in your quest notes that's prefaced by the word reminder and then a colon, you will see that when you get the council reminders upon login. I think I documented that, actually, because I remember writing documentation for the quest log. Star Spirit Gino says, can we get a chef staff made of the fish stick one of these days? We definitely have plans for that fish stick. Mr. Mickey says, do you guys ever intend to fix the problems with lag during popular holidays in the kingdom? Virgo says, what's up with all the lag? Other people say, lag, 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 lag. No, we got some ideas. C. Moyer is on the motherfucker.
You've seen in C.D. Moyer? Shit, Ninja, that's all you're down to say.
Edgeworth says, what's the highest level you can get in Kingdom of Loathing? Infinity!
And beyond! Actually, I don't think you can get beyond. Just infinity.
Yeah. Thy Wicked One says, when will you implement the reward for these dang Basho's box tops? I have quite a freaking few I'd like to redeem. Hope I'm not the only one. Sorry.
Let's do that this week.
Okay. Sparksall says, how about some offhand item for mist classes to do prismatic damage with their spells? I don't know about that. Because there are, you know, the plus hot damage to spells, for instance, works differently than the plus hot damage on melee attacks, because what it actually is plus damage to spells that are already hot. So just plus spell damage is kind of like plus prismatic spell damage, but I see what you mean about
an item that added some additional prismatic damage to a spell. That would be kind of interesting.
Because we could have multiple categories. We could have the plus 10 damage to hot spells, and then plus 10 hot damage to spells. It'd be a little weird because you'd need to, like, I would want there to be some narrative justification for why a spell that was dealing a bunch of stench damage suddenly dealt some hot damage at the end. Black Hat says, why does the lag suck so much ass today? Is this Crimbo prep to get us ready for the Crimbo lag fest? Yep, that's that was our thinking. We were like, hey, let's create a bunch of lag to get people used to lag for Crimbo.
Let's put even more lag in than there usually would be for a holiday, so regular holiday lag will seem like a vacation.
Sweeney Todd says, I heard a rumor there may be another Grey Plague coming up. Well, you heard some nonsense. No more, no other Grey Plague. Grey Mauser says, have you considered fruit sodas as a craftable group of items, e.g. grape soda, lemon soda, etc., functioning as moderate MP restorers? Consider, in a similar vein, the possibility of a Shirley Temple. If you injected a Shirley Temple into one vein and then injected another Shirley Temple into a similar vein, what do you suppose would happen?
I don't know, but I think the Shirley Temple Pilots would be a great name for a band.
Somebody wrote a, like, movie crossover name generator, and I played with it until I got the funniest one that I saw, one that was actually funny enough to tell other people about, and then I stopped, because a lot of it was, you know, just a lot of the sort of, like, before and after puzzles from Wheel of Fortune or whatever, but Beethovenal Juice.
Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That took a long time. I must have tried to update the mall table in the middle of the DB1 backup. Speaking of which, is DB1 back up yet? Has been backed up. We're in the middle of backing up DB2, so this will roll out. And, all right. This should be pretty good. Are we ready to not be on the radio anymore so that I can pay attention to this item of the month?
Yep, I think we're ready to go. We'll see you in a week, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Good night, kids.
Good night, everybody.